Part 5. What does the other side look like? Don't you get a little tired of hearing that the other side is more beautiful than you can imagine? Or if that will somehow help us picture it? First of all, if it's more beautiful than we can imagine, why bother trying to imagine it? Second of all, with a vague description like that, no wonder it's tempting to think that maybe the other side is really nothing but a pretty fairy tale after all. The truth is, the other side is exquisitely beautiful, but we don't have to imagine it any more than we have to imagine our own hometowns. Its stunning images are indelibly etched in our spirit memories. We all came from the other side. We'll return there many times between lives, and will joyfully live there again when this life ends. And believe it or not, we're all so homesick for the other side that every one of us travels there astrally during sleep, at least 2 or 3 times a week. We just don't consciously remember it. The other side is not some mythical place out there somewhere. It is really right here among us, a mere 3 feet above our ground level. It is also a perfect mirror image of Earth's natural topography. Our 7 continents, our mountain ranges, plains, and deserts, our oceans, seas, and rivers, our forests, jungles, islands, foothills, and every other work of nature on Earth all exist in their original perfection on the other side, because there is no erosion, pollution, or destruction there. The mountain ranges are as sharp and soaring, the bodies of water are as pure and azure blue, and the coastlines are as ruggedly intact as they were thousands and thousands of years ago. On the other side, where time does not exist, where every living thing always was and always will be, nothing ages, nothing rots, nothing corrodes, every square inch of land and water is magnificently, eternally new. That includes Earth's 2 lost continents. Atlantis thrives in the ocean on the other side that corresponds to our Atlantic, and in their Pacific lies a huge flourishing continent of Lemuria. The familiarity of home isn't limited to natural wonders. Many of the human-made wonders on Earth actually existed on the other side first and were subconsciously remembered and recreated here. It is no coincidence that such breathtaking marvels as the pyramids, the Sphinx, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Great Wall of China, and the Taj Mahal grace the landscape of the other side as uncompromised as if they were just completed this morning. The Parthenon is intact and lovingly tended. The original Venus de Milo and all other great works of art over the centuries, which were so beautifully duplicated here, have not been even slightly touched at home by the cruelty of vandals, thieves, wars, time, or the elements. Even the Greco-Roman style of architecture was originated at home and then lovingly paid tribute to on Earth. In fact, as we'll see shortly, the first buildings that greet us beyond the tunnel are built in that classic style we associated with here, with graceful, understated grandeur. There is no precipitation on the other side, no rain, snow, sleet, or hail. There is no wind stronger than an occasional gentle breeze, no heat waves, no cold fronts. Instead, the weather there is an eternally calm, clear 78 degrees. I once asked Francine, why is it 78 degrees? She answered, because it is. I quietly say, oh, a lot in my conversations with Francine. The sun, moon, and stars are not visible on the other side, and day and night do not exist. The light there is a constant blend of soft, reassuring pastels, like the freeze frame of the quiet rosy violet of Earth's most vibrant summer dawn or dusk. Each of the 9 continents, our existing 7, plus Atlantis and Lemuria, is divided into 4 quadrants. They are simply designated areas for specific purposes on the other side. One quadrant, for example, might be devoted to research, another to animal husbandry, and still another to the creative arts. The quadrants are no more conspicuous or segregated from each other than, for example, our time zones on Earth. And we move freely on the other side from one quadrant to another to explore the variety of interests and responsibilities we happily choose for ourselves back home. And speaking of animal husbandry, almost all the animals that exist on Earth thrive and are cherished on the other side. Aggression is unheard of there. So natural predators do not exist. Instead, the animal kingdom lives in the same aura of safe, perfect peace as the rest of us. That includes everything from dinosaurs and pterodactyls to griffins and unicorns, which brings up a very interesting point. Many animals we lazily categorize as mythological are as real as we are at home. The spirit minds of our subconscious remember them, while our conscious minds dismiss them as too improbable. Our stubborn, short-sighted, finite conscious minds tend to win those arguments. But because our spirit minds invariably know the truth, notice that the popularity of supposedly imaginary unicorns and other mythological beasts never diminishes in the slightest. Back to quadrants, though. As I said, each of the 9 continents is divided into 4 quadrants, and each quadrant is devoted to a specific purpose. We all move freely among the quadrants, spending more time in some than in others, as our own personal interests and duties dictate. But there is one quadrant that is more familiar to us on Earth than any other, and that children in particular enjoy astrally traveling to in their sleep, because it reminds them most of the home they so recently came from. This quadrant houses what could be called the hub of the other side, the cluster of main buildings, so to speak, that greet us when we first arrive, and that we return to often during our lifetimes there. The hub on the other side. No matter where we die on Earth, each of our tunnels leads to exactly the same entrance on the other side. This entrance is in the quadrant that geographically corresponds to the west coast of our North American continent, and it's there that our spirit guides, angels, and other loved ones come to joyfully welcome us home. The first building we see when we emerge from the tunnel is a vast, pillared Hall of Wisdom, where the scanning machine resides. Our reunion with our loved ones takes place at the foot of the massive steps that lead to its exquisite double doors, and it is inside the Hall of Wisdom's marble walls that we re-enter our lives on the other side.